Namaste. This is Ambika Devi giving you an audio version of an article you can find on my blog at ambikadevi.com. Enjoy gaining knowledge of the weaving together and constant connection of yoga for the mind, Ayurveda for the body, and Jyotisha, the study of astrology for the spirit. Is meditation a destination? December 10th, 2022 by Ambika Devi. Beginners who are seeking to learn the art of meditation often encounter a hurdle disguised as a brick wall. What creates this is that they imagine meditation requires an arrival to a specific location. Allow me to clear the way for you right now. There is no destination. Meditation is not a location. It is a state of being. There are even more confused ideas that I have witnessed. Often people mistaken the act of focusing attention and searching for ideas as meditation. Though in the English language, we often refer to the idea of focus as meditation, it is also important to understand that focus alone does not equal meditation. Can focusing on something trip you into this fully relaxed state of body with an awake and aware mind? Yes, and there are many more ways that you can experience being there. In the state of meditation, we are completely withdrawn from the body's five senses of sight, touch, hearing, taste, and smell. A great first step to understand this is to first get in touch with your five physical senses. I'm going to share some information from my second book, Unfolding Happiness, that you can try as a way to experience the cosmic components of the universe connected with these five physical body senses. It begins in the morning. Get up before the sun rises and go out for a walk. Look into the sky to absorb the elements of space along with the fire of the stars twinkling. Notice how the sounds of nature are abundant at this time of day. As light emerges on the horizon, you can listen to a chorus of birds beginning to sing. If you are near water, listen to the changes in the sounds, whether you are at the shoreline hearing waves crashing, or by a creek listening to a trickling sound of water dancing across stones and pebbles. What does the morning air feel and taste like? When the sun begins to appear, it fills the vast emptiness of space with the fire element rising in the sky. Feel the warmth of the sunlight on your body, coupled with the sound of water and the support of the earth underfoot. Together, these elements complete a full sensory experience. For those of you listening to this on my podcast, you can find a link to my book in the blog post of this article, as well as in the episode description and at my website, ambikadevi.com. Now that you're more aware of your physical senses, imagine what it would feel like to completely shut them out. This is what happens when we meditate. It is natural to want to know that you're doing it right. We learn through feedback from our senses as little children. But here, in the state of meditation, there's nothing to look for. Instead, We back up from the senses and become the witness of thought. The directions to find the state of meditation in the ancient writing is to follow three simple steps. They are, 1, sit up straight, 2, close your eyes, 3, focus on your breath. Let's unpack this further, as these simple directives can leave fingers scratching heads in wonder. Sitting up straight helps to stack each vertebra of the spine in such a way that the vital fluids and nerve feed twisting in tiny on and off ramps flows with greater ease and viscosity throughout the body. This also enables the rib cage, along with its shroud of muscles, to move with more freedom during each inhalation and exhalation. Close your eyes when you're in a quiet space sometime, or pause if you are right now, and dive inside of your body. Notice how your ribs move up and down like a handle on a bucket. In addition to these directions, it is also important to be relaxed. Finding a comfortable seated position is vital. I have a video on my YouTube channel you can watch to learn the art of sitting in comfort, like a yogi. You can find the link also on my blog. If you are seated in a chair, it is best to place your feet flat on the floor and your arms with your hands resting on your thighs. It doesn't matter if your palms are facing upward or downward. That is something we can have a look at later. Also, try to avoid crossing your legs. Now that we have figured out how to sit, next we are told to close our eyes. That's simple enough, however. We are able to detect light through our eyelids. I suggest, if you feel fidgety, to try placing a lightweight cover over your head so that your eyes are shrouded but not your entire nose. This helps to shut down the limbic cortex, the lizard brain. This technique is going to be a game changer for many of you. In some translations of the ancient text, we are then guided to place the attention on the tip of the nose or to cross the eyes. Other takes on what the ancient scripts say recommend crossing the eyes while lifting the inner gaze. I know this is where it gets even more confusing. What I suggest is imagine that you are relaxing and disappearing. When thought waves intrude, as they are known to, turn your focus to your breath. Just begin to notice it. At first, just watch your body breathing. Observe any aspect of your body breathing that captures your attention. Once you find this action, allow it to take you on an adventure to your nose. Begin to examine through sensations of the air coming into your nostrils, followed by your exhalations, and then your next breath. Though these ideas can work for you, I have learned that a suggestion I've given thousands of students over the decades seems to work even better. This is to become aware of the inside front edges of your nostrils. Many tell me this works great because once they get in touch with this area, they are able to feel the coolness of the air during inhalations and the disappearing warmth of their exhalations. Sometimes we just need to awaken the skin and nerves by touching these areas physically and tuning in with our imagination. Take a finger and massage the bottom of each nostril opening. You can use a little bit of a pinching motion or light scraping. It is your nose, you know what it can take. Next, be gentle and smooth the inside of the front edges. I know it looks like you're picking your nose, so maybe don't try this while listening to my podcast in traffic. As a matter of fact, I don't want you to try any of this while you're driving. Instead, I prefer that you're comfortable and away from disturbances, in a quiet place, so that you can fully focus on this process. Please let go of expectation. A wise teacher of mine said, expectation is a recipe for disappointment. When you are first setting out to make a commitment to focus, just imagine you're going to stay put for 3 breaths. Just in case, set a timer for 3 minutes. When you're ready for a further challenge, here's something you can try to prove what it means to be the witness of your thoughts. Find your comfortable seated position as you did before, with your eyes closed, ready to focus on your breath. Inside your imagination, repeat the idea of the sound OM. You're going to do this for 3 minutes. Do your best to watch what happens. If you're listening to this on my podcast, please pause the recording and I'll be here when you return, or you can just save this idea for later. Now that you're back, what probably happened is that you stayed focused on the sound and then at some point, another idea flew in. It could have been a thought or a picture, an image. Something came into your awareness. Maybe this flash took you down a trail or even into a rabbit hole. Were you able to return to the idea of the sound OM? Be honest with yourself. How did it go? What this little experience proves is the sensation of watching, noticing, and feeling what it means to be a witness. You are not thought. You might have imagined that the idea of repeating the mantra was what was going to get you into the state of meditation. That is a focal point. It is mindfulness. Instead, placing the mind on a focal point gave you an opportunity to notice a thought came in. This came from the mind. There exists only one mind. It is unified. Thought belongs to the one mind. The mind is nothing more than a bundle of thoughts. It is not inside of you. We can change thought patterns. When we're experiencing negative thought, we can focus on a positive thought and keep repeating it. We can redirection attention. Positive thoughts always have the ability to take over negative thoughts. Wherever you focus your attention, is your choice. It takes effort to notice what is really happening. You have a choice as to where you place your attention and how much effort you invest. You could try laughter in any way that you can find it. Saturate your mind with cheerful and joyous thoughts. Acting as if helps. It is not a joke. Even pressing the corners of your mouth upward and holding them in that position helps. Another suggestion is to go outside and run a little. Breathe the air. If you are serious about ending a difficult thought loop and you need my support, I'm here to help you. Together we can identify your unique thought loop and I will help you create a formula to get rid of it. Here's what one of my clients had to say about this. Ambika guided me to clear a nagging thought loop with her depth of knowledge and skill. This helped me identify fears I had been holding concerning conflict with a family member. In our session, she guided me to create what feels like a secret password that instantly brings me a full sense of being grounded and knowing that I am safe, secure, and confident with the energy to move forward. I'm grateful for working with this extraordinary coach. Reach out to me. Send me a message. Visit my calendar at my site or on my link tree to get started. Just remember how to spell my name, AMBIKADEVI. Many blessings, love, and magic always, Ambika Devi. This article can be found on my blog at ambikadevi.com. While you're there, I invite you to join my newsletter and receive a free gift immediately, as well as free tickets to monthly virtual community gatherings. I look forward to hearing from you.